I'm Brando Sell, and I'll be going to Franklin Regional High School as a senior. I think the high points were definitely like the interviews. Talking to David Birdie in particular was really like, I don't know, it was crazy seeing like a guy who had just started farming. He had a really interesting story. He was like very optimistic about what the county's doing with hemp, and he knew about like the comprehensive plan initiatives and stuff. And then like talking to people in the streets of Greensburg, they were like, oh, what is hemp actually? We're like, here's what it is. The county's looking for it. And like, oh, I didn't know that. So honestly, like all the stuff where we were interviewing and talking to people during it, that was definitely the high point. The big difficulty was the continuity, like where we just had to fix minute phrasing issues for like 20 minutes at a time, where like we couldn't figure out what to say. And if you said it wrong, it flowed really terribly. But whenever we figured it out, it was kind of satisfying. So it's not exactly a low point, but it was difficult. Honestly, what was crazy to me, it's such like a jack of all trades type of crop, because it can do cement, clothing, rope, CBD, other stuff. There's different cannabidiols that can be derived from it as well that we don't even know about. Jeff McConaughey, he always talked about how like much more research was to be done, because even though it's so old, people don't know about it because it was banned for so long. No one could really do any research on it. And people who did do research focused on marijuana, not hemp. So now that it's all legal, there's so much research that can be done. There's so much, many more uses that can be discovered from it. So that whole thing was really like what I learned mostly, the uses. It's strange because I hadn't been with my brother in a classroom setting for at least a year, I'd say. So I wasn't used to like working with him in any way. I don't know. It's strange. Kiri and I were talking about this. Basically, he's more focused than me in terms of on like what he wants to do. And he will do stuff quietly without telling people that he's doing it in a good way, in that he's driven and working on the stuff. But also sometimes it was difficult because, you know, like trying to figure out what he's doing, or like him not wanting me to do a certain thing, I can't figure out why he doesn't want me to do it. Communication things were kind of difficult sometimes. I've had an incredible time in terms of all the stuff we've been doing, visiting the nonprofits, especially coming back, having the people talk to us, like going to the events, like the networking event we went to. That was really valuable to me. It was just interesting, and I think really cool to see the kind of networking event dynamic, that whole thing. And also like how they interacted with each other, how focused people in the nonprofit field are on like getting money. And it's important because they never really get enough money because they're nonprofits. It's not like they're taking their money and putting it back into the business. They're taking their money and putting it back into the people around them, or for environmental ones, like the things around them. That whole banquet was a learning experience.